श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता चैप्टर 17 श्रद्धात्रय विभाग योगः श्लोक 16 मन प्रसाद सौम्यत्वं मौनमात्म विनिग्रहः भाव संशुद्धिरित्येतत् तपो मानस मुच्यते। सो विद द श्लोकास 14 एंड 15 Krishna has concluded the tapas at the kayikam and vachikam levels. Now the 16th shloka, Krishna talks about the manasam tapas at the mental level. So manasam tapaha uchyate. These are the mental disciplines. What are those? Manaha prasadaha. Prasadaha means shantadaha, shantihi. So manas shantihi, keeping the mind calm, tranquil, serene, quiet. That is manaprasadaha. Of course, Krishna does not say how manaprasada is possible, how to achieve that, he doesn't say. Only if we are ready to accept our difficulties, wherever we cannot avoid, I ask myself, what can I do? Nothing can be done. Then accept it as Ishvara prasada or prarabdha. I am paying for the papam I have done. That should be the attitude, because the Lord will not give pain unless I deserve it. So the Lord is purifying me, cleansing me. Normally they call it is, we have used this term, putting the person in an ICU. They give treatment there. This is only any dukkham is like a treatment. Acceptance is what is required. And where I can solve the problem, there I should patiently work. If it is possible to solve, I should patiently work towards it. There the restlessness will not help. Worry will not help. I will do what can be done. And till it is done, I should be patient. So acceptance and patience, these are two are required. Then saumyatvam. Saumyatvam means gentleness, being good to others. And which are the others? Generally, we think those who are good to us, that is our tendency. All those who are good to us, we want to be gentle to them also. But here Krishna does not qualify like that. It is being to all people, all others, irrespective of their actions. Suppose they are so bad that we cannot move with them. For example, we can keep the distance without hatred. You know, there are people who will say, I won't attend this meeting if so-and-so is coming. Fine. At least instead of going there and then quarreling with him and all that thing, all the time having tension, at least keep away. So saumyatvam is an internal feeling actually. Externally, you may have to live according to the society. It is a mental feeling. So it is manasam tapaha. So if a person is such an evil person, how can we avoid hatred towards him? For that, there is only one method. Every evil character we should take as the inner sickness of a person. Actually, we should empathize with them, because evil character is like a sickness. It is a disease that person is suffering from. Whether he kills others, etc., must be seen as a mental disease only. Once we think of it as a disease, we don't have anger or hatred. If a person is like that, we think of it as a disease. What we have is only sympathy for them. I may keep away from him, like, for example, the one with the contagious disease, but I don't hate him. So we can pray for his mind becoming good. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha. Sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet. So hatred can be replaced by sympathy. That does not mean that we should move with them. We can be away from them, but my thought should be one of nobility and compassion. So saumyatvam, being good to all mentally. Then maunam, silence. Maunam is silence literally, but this is manasam tapaha, but silence is a discipline of walk. Speech discipline. How can we put maunam in manasam tapas? So this is vak tapas. So Sankaracharya says, maunam is a discipline at the mental level also, because to observe vachikam maunam, oral silence, we should have mental control. My mind should say, don't speak. And so maunam is that mental control to keep the vak maunam. Because vak is a karmendriya. And any indriya is controlled by what? By the mind. So vachikam maunam is possible only when corresponding mental control is there. And the mental control is called manasam maunam. So the mental control part is called manasam maunam. And the silence part, that is vak maunam. So that is control of the mind over the tongue is manasam maunam. So that tongue doesn't blabber. Or another meaning given by the Swamiji is manasam maunam is avoiding the restless of the mind, avoiding a noisy mind. That is also called manasam maunam. Because when the mind is too much noisy only, it expresses or overflows through the mouth. When my mind is so noisy, it expresses through the mouth. We see people talking to themselves. No? Why? Pressure has become too much that it comes out, it overflows. And some people observe vachikam maunam, but it is a forced or suppressed maunam. That the mind does not, you know, keep quiet. So that on the maunam day only, they will be more active. They want to talk to people. They will show signs. They will do so many things. Keep a paper, pencil, all that they want to write and show. So if I decide to keep maunam, I should stop completely. What will happen? That is again lack of mental control. So we can say maunam is mental tranquility. But the first meaning is better because the second one is similar to manaprasadaha. It will become then a repetition because we already talked about manaprasadaha in the first one. And the third meaning given by other commentators is maunam as munehe bhavaha. The state of being of a muni, of a sage, which indicates mananam, the thinking of scriptural teaching. So shravanam is already done. Now he is doing mananam to understand and without any doubts. So reflection over what is learned is also called maunam only. Anandagiri, he gives that as a explanation. Then atma vinigraha, self-control. So self can be mind control again. Okay? Self control, mind control. Atma does not mean actually Sachidananda Atma, but the mind. Mind is inner equipment or antakaranam. And what is the difference between manaprasadaha and atma vinigraha? You should understand the difference. Manaprasada is observing tranquility, and atma vinigraha is not allowing the mind to go to unnecessary ways of thinking. All other unnecessary things. As Swamiji tells, every negative thought begins only with a small, feeble thought. All thoughts, they always start with only a very, very small, feeble thought only. But we revise the situation and thought so many times, we get aggravated. That's what we do. We fan all those thoughts. Then it becomes a cyclonic storm. Even though the situation occurred so long ago, you just think about it, go on fanning it, and finally, what do? It gets so agitated. So any negative thought of hatred is not a momentary thought. It is a thought buildup supported by our free will. We went on fanning that thought. In fact, we can get rid of anger, hatred, all of them, if you are aware at the beginning and say, I should not build this up. I should clip it. So the first thought is not in our control, but the buildup is certainly in our control. So that's what it's, and that is called vinigraha. So even in sorrow also, so even in the worst death of the nearest and dearest one, at that moment, it comes as an information first. Death is not event of sorrow, it is natural. So that is what I should understand. Bhagavan, he brings death. Sorrow is brought by us. Bhagavan brings death, all right, but sorrow is brought by me. If death is equal to sorrow, every death should be sorrowful to us. And what we do is what? When that incident takes place, we bring back to our memory about that person our association and how dear he was or she was, so how life will be without them. I take the previous occasion, the present, and build up this thing even more. And the time comes when the vacuum becomes so huge, even if 5 billion people are there in the world, the thought of missing that one person who is 50, 60 kilos, whatever it is, that dear person to me, that builds up such a big vacuum in me that the whole world cannot fill up. Sorrow is a buildup caused by our own free will. Prarabdham does not produce sorrow. It only produces events in life. It causes death of a person, may cause loss of memory, produces events. That's what prarabdha does. No prarabdham can produce sorrow at all. Sorrow is not an event. It is our negative reaction to the event. So, atma vinigraha, that means not allowing the thought to build up. So, in any field, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, all that. So, which alone we call as shamaha. Shamaha. So, mana prasadaha can be taken at also uparati. So, next one is called bhava samshuddhihi. Bhava samshuddhihi means purity of mind, thoughts. It's a little meaning. So, Shankaracharya, he says, amanitvam, not being dishonest, honesty. The way Acharya interprets this is not just only the purity of mind, not being dishonest. That's what he tries to say. Honesty is related to that. Idea is what? Having one type of attitude and showing another. Having something in mind and saying something else. We have always mentioned there should be harmony at all the three levels, at the thought level, at the speech level, and at the action level. But here this person, what he does? He thinks something but says something or does something else. So split personality or a double personality, that is called so mayavitvam or vanchana. We call it also vanchana. So mayavitvam. So a mayavitvam, that is what trait is supposed to be. But you don't like someone and he came to your place. So you have to ask him to get out. Very difficult to do that. You don't like him. He has come to your place. What will you do? But if you cannot do that, there is another method. Change the internal attitude and let our smile be meaningful. So, bhava samshuddhihi. So, change your internal attitude. Etat tapo manasam uchyate. All these are called mental tapas, manasam tapas. So, observing every value given in the Daivi Sampat also comes under Bhava Samshuddhi also. So, Daivi Sampat that we already saw. So, every value that is given there, observing all of them, that also is called Bhava Samshuddhi. Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Kshantihi, Arjavam, all Daivi Sampat, they all comes under Bhava Samshuddhi. So, with this, the three levels of tapas are over. So, the Manasam tapas, Kayikam, Manasam, Vachikam, all of the water. And obviously, the easiest is the physical one, the Kayikam tapas. Even that may be difficult for us, but comparatively, the physical one is the easiest. Oral one is more difficult. And when we come to Manasam tapaha, it is very, very difficult. And therefore, we start with the physical discipline to start with because it is easy to start with. And gradually, we get mental discipline, which cannot be attained on one day or so. So, people have to practice. Perhaps it is a lifelong sadhana or experiment for people. But the beauty is what? We need not be disappointed about it because this is a sadhana where the very sadhana itself is enjoyable. If sadhana is painful, then we will worry. When will I get purity at all and all that? But here we find that the very sadhana is enjoyable. So it should be a lifelong effort. It should be followed by willpower, effort, and above all, consistency. One should be consistent. Now on, Krishna is going to talk about the three types of tapas based on guna. So guna drishtiya bhedaha. In each one, that is at the kayikam level, again, manasam level, vachikam level. All three types of guna also. He is going to talk about them from the next shloka. Shloka 17.
Shraddhaya paraya taptam tapastri tapastatri vidam narayhim
అపల ఆకాంక్షిభిర్యుక్తైః సాత్వికం పరిచక్షతే. సో ది సాత్వికం తపస్ దట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్ అండ్ ద డెఫినేషన్ అప్లైస్ టు ది తపస్ అట్ ఆల్ ది త్రీ లెవెల్స్ దట్ ఈస్ కాయిక వాచిక అండ్ మానస తపస్. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ విల్ బి కాల్డ్ సాత్వికం ఇఫ్ దే ఫుల్ఫిల్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ కండిషన్స్. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ కండిషన్స్? పరయ శ్రద్ధయ తప్తం. ఎనీ ఆఫ్ ది తపస్, ఆస్టిరిటీ, తపస్ ఇస్ ఆస్టిరిటీ, ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ విత్ గ్రేట్ శ్రద్ధ. అండ్ వాట్ శ్రద్ధ? దట్ ఇట్ విల్ గివ్ మీ స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రోగ్రెస్. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫెయిత్ ఐ షుడ్ హ్యావ్. ఇఫ్ ఐ అబ్జర్వ్ దిస్ తపస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ మీ స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రోగ్రెస్. ఇట్ మే నాట్ గివ్ మీ ఎనీ మెటీరియల్ ప్రోగ్రెస్, పర్ హ్యాప్స్ ఐ మే నాట్ ఈవెన్ ఎర్న్ మోర్ మనీ ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఐ మే నాట్ బి రెస్పెక్టెడ్ బై అదర్స్, ఐ మే నాట్ హ్యావ్ గుడ్ స్టేటస్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ. ఆల్ దోస్ ఆర్ పాసిబుల్. ఫ్రమ్ ద వరల్డ్ యాంగిల్ ఐ మే బి ఎ జీరో. ఐ డోంట్ కేర్ ఫార్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దోస్ థింగ్స్, బట్ ఐ ఆమ్ డూయింగ్ ప్యూర్లీ ఫార్ మై స్పిరిచువల్ గ్రోత్, ఫార్ మై ఇంటర్నల్ గ్రోత్. అండ్ ద శాస్త్రం సేస్ దట్ ద తపస్ విల్ గివ్ మీ గుడ్ సంస్కార. సో ఐ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఫెయిత్, శ్రద్ధ ఇన్ ద సంస్కార, బికాస్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ సే దిస్ విల్ గివ్ మీ గుడ్ సంస్కార. సో తపస బ్రహ్మ విజిజ్ఞాసస్వ, తపస బ్రహ్మ విజిజ్ఞాసస్వ, తపో బ్రహ్మేతి సతపో తప్యత సతపస్తప్త్వా. సో ఆల్ ఓవర్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ తపస్ ఇస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ అండ్ ఐ ఆమ్ గెట్టింగ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ బెనిఫిట్. సో దిస్ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఫెయిత్, దట్ ఈస్ వై కృష్ణ ఈజ్ యూసింగ్ ద టర్మ్ పరాశ్రద్ధ. వెన్ అ పర్సన్ టేక్స్ ద రెసల్యూషన్ లైక్ భీష్మ, కర్ణ, ఆల్ దోస్ పీపుల్, దే టేక్ వౌస్, సో మెనీ వౌస్, వీ ఫైండ్ దట్ సో మెనీ టెస్టింగ్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్ కమ్ వేర్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఫోర్స్ టు బ్రేక్ ద వౌ. బట్ వీ ఫైండ్ దట్ కర్ణ సేస్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఐ డై ఇన్ ద వార్, I have made a vow that I will give anything that people would ask of him. Therefore, knowingly, he gives his kavacham and kundalam. All because of what? Because of the pratignya, the vow. Nachiketas went to Yamaloka. Yamaloka, for what purpose he went there? For the purpose of what? For the paripalanam of Pitruvakya. It is a vow. Father said, go to death. So he went to death. That's it. So is also Harishchandra. But when a testing situation comes, normally our tendency will also be given up. That vairagya will go away. That's why Krishna says, paraya shraddaya. Such a strong faith to hold on to that value. So shraddha is the first condition. And the second condition is what? Aphala kankshibihi taptam. A tapas which is done by people without expecting any worldly benefits. So, pala kanksha rahitaihi, worldly results. Krishna himself will tell in the next shloka, you know, satkara mana pujartham, we are going to see. So that the world will say, I am great tapasvi, I am doing a sadhana, I am a spiritual seeker. For name or fame or respect or puja or punyam, for all that thing. So all these come under phala iccha, desire for the benefit. I don't have any one of them. So aphala kankshibihi. So if I am not interested in the phalam, then our effort will be half-hearted, right? If I don't get anything, what is the benefit? If I don't get any benefit, what is the use of it? So it may be half-hearted. So there is nothing in it for me. So Krishna says, the effort should be with full dedication, yuktaihi. Even if I don't get any benefit, doesn't matter. So with steadfastness, with integrity, conviction, like a conscientious worker. So yuktaihi taptam tapaha. The tapas, practice, tapta means practice. The tapas practiced with yuktaihi means steadfastness. And what type of tapa it is? Trividham. Trividham means it can be kayikam at the body level, vachikam speech level, manasam mental level. So whatever is done with a good motive, selflessly, that becomes sattvikam tapaha. So it is karma yoga only actually. We also know what karma yoga is. So because deva dvija guru pragya pujana, I do. What do I expect? Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. These are all, we have done all these shlokas long ago. I am just only quoting them. So, selfless tapas of our karma yoga itself is called sattvikam tapas. Shloka 18.
Satkaramana pujartham tapodambena chaivayate kriyate tadiha proktam rajasam chala madhruvam.
So, the whole difference is what? Based on the motive. There the motive is noble and selfless, satkana, and in the previous sloka, sattvikam tapas. Here it's low and it is selfish. Here it is a selfish motive. What is that? Satkaramana pujartham. Satkara means praise, stuti. You want people to praise you so that everyone will tell that he does this, he does that, all those great things he does. And mana means respect. Shankaracharya says, para para uttanadi, all those various things. When I go, all people will stand, they will salute me. All those ideas, you know. So all other people, they will all respect me. Then puja, for the sake of worship. So pada puja, archana, dedu, namaskara, all those things. And also dambena, which is done for the sake of show. To tell others that I do this, I do that. We have seen damba in earlier several times actually. So kriyate tadiha proktham. So whatever tapas is practiced with a selfish motive as a show, all those tapas at all the three levels, the shariram, vangmayam and manasam, all of them, they are called rajasam proktham. It's said to be rajasik tapas. Supposed to be a rajasik tapas. And what type of palam it will produce, such a tapas, what kind of palam it will produce. So that is also said here. The incidentally, he tells this also in this place. What is chalam? Chalam means which produces only a temporary result. It's called the chalam. And that too, adhruvam. Adhruvam means not definite. It will produce only a temporary benefit. And that also it is adhruvam. It is not definite also. You may not get, we don't know. Because we might have committed some mistake somewhere in doing that karma. If you remember actually the second chapter, Neha Bikramana Sostim Pratyavayona Vidyate. There we talked about the difference between karma and karma yoga. We said karma may give result or even a counter result called Pratyavayaha. A karma, a simple action can give a result or even a counter result. Whereas a karma yoga, there is no failure at all in karma yoga. So karma being same, karma, a certain action will give good result or bad result or all those things in or good benefit, punyam or papam in the case of karma. But when it comes to karma yoga, there is never a failure at all. So in the case of a selfish action, result is not definite. Because if the action is wrongly done, it may give a wrong result or even a counterproductive result. So, adhruvam means indefinite or uncertain result. But in the previous case, even if I have committed a mistake in the tapas, in observing my rituals, I have made some mistake. Since it is for chitta shuddhi, it will definitely come. Because if it is done for karma yoga will give me chitta shuddhi, it will definitely come. So, in the Parayana, I have chanted wrongly even. Many times we recite Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama. If you really observe how many mistakes we make, we ourselves feel like not chanting next time. It will not give any negative result though, I will get Chitta Shuddhi. Because Shraddha is there. And Ishwar Arpana Buddhi is there. But when I do Parayana for worldly result, by reciting 100 times I will get promotion, all kinds of thinking. The result may not come. One wrong chanting may not give a result or may even give a wrong result. Shastras want. So, previous one is karma yoga and this is karma. So, previous one is selfless and this is selfish. Previous one will give definite result. This will not give any result. Previous one is sattvic and this is rajasic. Shloka 19. When I say previous one, is shloka 70. Previous one. Sattvikam. Shloka 19.
Mudagrahenatmano yate pidaya kriyate tapaha parasyotsadhanartham va tattamasam udahritam.
Now the tamasam tapas that is being defined here. Yat tapaha kriyate.
వాట్ ఎవర్ తపస్ ఇస్ ప్రాక్టీస్డ్, మూఢగ్రాహేణ విత్ అ ఫాల్స్ నోషన్, ఫాల్స్ ఐడియా, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ద రిలిజియన్ ప్రాపర్లీ, డూయింగ్ ఇట్ విత్ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఐడియా. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఫాల్స్ ఐడియా? సో దాట్ బై టార్చరింగ్ ద బాడీ వన్ విల్ గెట్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ రిజల్ట్. పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ దీస్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ వేరియస్ థింగ్స్, యు నో, దే పుట్ హోల్స్ హియర్ హియర్ అండ్ పుట్ అక్రాస్ సంథింగ్, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దేర్. సో దే థింక్ బై డూయింగ్ దాట్ ఇట్ విల్ గివ్ దమ్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ రిజల్ట్. సో వాట్ దే డూ, ఆత్మనః పీడయా క్రియతే. హియర్ ఆత్మనః మీన్స్ దట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ది సచిదానంద ఆత్మ, ద బాడీ శరీరం, దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పీడ. సో ఎక్సెసివ్ టార్చర్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ, వి సా ఇట్ అండర్ ఎర్లియర్ అండర్ ది యజ్ఞ టాపిక్ ఆల్సో, తామసిక్ శ్రద్ధ, యునో. సో కర్షయంత శరీరస్థం భూతగ్రామం అచేతస, వి ఆల్రెడీ సాదర్. సో శరీరం కర్షయంత, వీకనింగ్ ద బాడీ, గివింగ్ సమ్ హార్మ్ టు ద బాడీ, డూయింగ్ దిస్ అండ్ దాట్, అండ్ ఫాస్టింగ్ ఫర్ అ లాంగ్ టైమ్ ఎట్సెట్రా, వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ టార్చర్స్, మౌనం, పీపుల్ అబ్జర్వ్ ఆల్ దోస్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్. సో దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మెంట్ టు బి డన్ వన్స్ ఇన్ అ వే టు గెట్ మాస్టరీ ఓవర్ ద ఇంద్రియా ఓన్లీ, ఆర్ మోడరేషన్ ఇస్ అడెక్వేట్. సో అనుద్వేగకరం, సత్యం, ప్రియం, హితం, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ అబ్జర్వ్ దీస్ ఫోర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్, ఇట్స్ గుడ్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ మౌనం. సో బికాస్ ఆల్ గాసిప్, ఎక్స్ట్రా టాక్, దే విల్ ఆల్ బి కట్ ఆఫ్ ఇఫ్ యూ అబ్జర్వ్ మౌనం. సో లిమిటెడ్ స్పీచ్ ఈస్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ మౌనం. సో టాక్ స్వల్ప భాషి, ఎ పర్సన్ హూ టాక్స్ ఓన్లీ వెరీ లిటిల్. స్టోరీ అబౌట్ ద మ్యాన్, యూ నో, హూ విల్ నాట్ టచ్ ఫుడ్, దర్ వాస్ దిస్ పర్సన్. So, wife feeding her husband during Swamiji's Bhiksha. So, the person, you know, when he was given some coconut water to drink when he visited some ashrama or whatever it is. And what type of tapas it is? So, that is all, they are mudagrahena. Because of some funny ideas we have certain funny tapas. So, this person, you know, he will not take anything, he will only drink. So, they gave only some coconut water. This person is very hungry. It doesn't give anything else. So, by torturing the body, pidaya kriyate. And the motive is what? Parasya utsadhanartham. Tapas for destroying others. In Mahabharata, we found, you know, many people are born just to kill someone else. Whether it is Drishtadyumna or Shikhandi, you know, all these people, they are born for what? To kill other person. All of them, they all did wonderful tapas. And all these tapas for what? Were meant for revenge, to destroy another person. That's what they were all doing. So when tapas is practiced for that sake, so utsadhanam means nasham. And a person is for, so paraha means another person. So for the destruction of another person, so it is a harmful motive. So selfless motive, selfish motive, and harmful motive. These are the three types of motives. So can we see the difference between now rajasic and tamasic person now? Rajasic person wants his own well-being, but he does not want to harm others. I want to enjoy, that's it. But in the case of a tamasic person, he positively decides to harm other people. And with that specific motive, it is done. And in Vedas also, certain yagas are there which are meant for these purposes only. They call it shena yagaha, shatruvadartham, for destroying the shatru. Actually, many times when we say Shatruvada, we mistake that the other person should be killed. It is the Shatrutva Vada. The enmity has to go, not the person himself to go. Shatrutvam has to go, not the person himself. So, show the chocolate and attract the tamasic people. They give this power, that power and all, they tell. And then attract those people. Many of these abhicharikas, all those kinds of, they say in Atharva Veda, many of these things are all there. So, if they are all exercised, it may create some negative results. So, why Veda prescribes all of them? We should not ask. Because a tamasic person also should be dragged to Veda somehow. So, for that, they show this chocolate, get him in, and then tell him the problems so that he will be aware. So that this is how even a tamasic person is not condemned. He is also brought for Vedic, you know, ritualistic practices to gain moksha. But that will develop then later Shraddha in the Veda. Then when he reads further, the very same Veda will tell these are all tamasic. So you may get the benefit, but it will harm you later. It will tell. It will harm you means what? You will go to Narakam and that kind of thing.
then he will come to rajasic stage, from tamasic to rajasic stage, and then to sattvic stage ultimately. So it is like a kamya karma. You know, for example, putra kameshti yajna, from Vedantic angle, that yajna or kama yajna, kama yaga, is only samsara bandhanam according to Vedanta. But if Veda prescribes moksha directly, no one will come. You have to show something to them, some tangible benefit. Then only they will come for, they will have interest in moksha later. So rajasic people are also attracted by sakama karma. But later Veda itself will say that putra, patni, graham, etc. are all perishable. So seek something superior. The Veda itself will teach them. So Vedas contain tamasic, rajasic and tamasic karmas. All of them Vedas contain. Depending on the level of the person, one will get attracted towards each of them. But ultimate goal is for what? Is to gain moksha. So through tamasic karmas, tamasic people are attracted and later promoted to rajasic karmas and so on. So from sattvic angle, all rajasic and tamasic people, that so they are all, you know, and the tamasic karmas, they are all harmful only actually. From a sattvic angle, both of them are harmful. So Veda knowingly prescribed certain black magic, etc., those karmas also, they are called abhicharika karmani, black magic like ritual, you know, rituals just for attracting tamasic. So later Vedas will convert them. So even offering of animals, they were prescribed for people at that level of mental orientation. But we are supposed to get out of those karmas also, because Vedas themselves condemn Pashu Yaga later. Pashu Yaga means animal sacrifice. And the greatest one, namely the Vedanta, is only prescribed at the very end. So Parasya Utsadhanartham, whatever karma is done, Tat Tamasam Udahritam. Such a tapas is called Tamasam tapas. In fact, all the Rakshasas in the Puranas, they did only the Tamasic tapas only. And once they get the power, like Hiranyakashipu and all those people, they go on harming the universe. With this, the three types of tapas, they are based on the gunas, is also over now. And we should remember, at each level, three types are possible. So sattvika, sattvika kayikam, rajasa kayikam and tamasa kayikam tapas. So a total of 3 multiplied by 3, 9 tapas, it will become totally. Because for each guna also you should have one. Shloka 20. Dātavyamiti yaddhānam dīyate nupakārinem deshe kāle cha pātre cha taddhānam sattvikam smṛtam. So Krishna had promised originally 4 topics. So of his 3 are over. What are the 4 topics? If you remember the 7th shloka of this chapter. Aharastvapi sarvasya trividho bhavati priyaha yajnas tapastata dhanam tesham vedamimam shrunu. So ahara, yajna, tapaha and dhanam. Of which ahara is over, yajna is over and tapas is over. Now the 4th and final topic, namely dhanam. Charity. And dhanam is also considered as a very important virtue. Not only it's a virtue, according to scriptures, it is a duty also to give dhanam. Krishna is going to tell in the 18th chapter, shloka 5, yajna dana tapakarma natyajyam. They should never be left. A grahastha, as long as he continues to be a grahastha, 3 primary things he should not give up. Yajna, prayers, dhanam, charity, tapaha, austerity, all these things he could never give up at all. So one portion of my earning I should set aside for dhanam, for charity. Not that if they ask I will give. No, it is not like that. I will set aside that much for the sake of giving, for the well-being of the world. Dhanam and later tapas, discipline. So otherwise, grahastha may be trapped in the pleasure trip only, all the time. Which cruise I can take, which this all mind will go. Because he has all the possession, he may become a slave of sense organs and mind. So a grahastha must forcibly practice austerities. So these 3 are supposed to be compulsory duties. So yajnam, dhanam and tapaha. And dhanam is one of them. And we have seen in the value in the 16th chapter, first shloka, what it said, abhayam సత్వ సంశుద్ధి జ్ఞానయోగ వ్యవస్థితి దానం దమశ్చ యజ్ఞశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ తప ఆర్జవం. దర్ వి టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ది ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దానం ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ చాప్టర్. సో ఇన్ తైత్రి ఉపనిషద్ ఆల్సో వి హావ్ సీన్ శ్రద్ధయా ధేయం అశ్రద్ధయా ధేయం శ్రియా ధేయం క్రియా ధేయం భియా ధేయం సంవిధా ధేయం హౌ టు గివ్. So from all these we come to know that it is a very very important thing, and the very same it's very difficult also to practice, because when I practice other virtues I don't lose anything. In danam I have to lose things, I have to willingly become poorer, right? Who will do it? Nobody will do it, because the whole thing in life is what? How to become rich. That is all the motivation. The book How to Think and Grow Rich, there are books like that. Not rich in thoughts but money. The author became rich in the process. I don't know whether people who bought the books, they became rich, the author became rich. So our whole life is how to save all the time, yoga kshema, and we think that we will attain infinite by acquiring. That tendency is inborn. No one wants to become smaller but bigger only, and the thinking in is bigness that comes with more possession. That's what they think. Bigness comes with possession. And so it is very natural to hold on to things. Even a child will not part with his or her doll. The child is not educated yet, but something tells the child not to part with whatever he or she has. And that is why they said, you know, Shateshu Jayate Shuraha Sahasreshu Chita Panditaha వక్త శత సహస్రేషు దాతా భవతి వానవ. సో శతేషు జాయతే శూరః. అమంగ్ హండ్రెడ్ దర్ విల్ బి వన్ హీరో శూర, అమంగ్ హండ్రెడ్ అమ్మ. సహస్రేషు చ పండితః, అమంగ్ థౌసండ్స్ అట్లీస్ట్ వన్ స్కాలర్ క్యాన్ బి దేర్. వక్త శత సహస్రేషు, అమంగ్ 10,000 దర్ విల్ బి వన్ గుడ్ టీచర్ వక్త. దాతా భవతి వానవ ఏ గివర్, that too without any motive or expectation like Karna etc. is very 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 rare. So you know, Karna breaking his house and giving it to a Brahmana, you know, his Krishna in disguise for performing yajna during heavy rains. So all those stories are all there. So giving his kavacha, kundala, and finally giving away all his dharma also, the height of giving. That's what Karna did. So we think we become poorer by giving. Materially maybe yes, but spiritually we become richer by each act of giving. And ultimately what is richness? Satu bhavatu daridro yasya trishna vishalam manasi cha patitushto kortavan ko daridraha. Ultimately our ko daridraha, our purnatvam is not dependent on external richness at all. It depends on our internal richness only. That is why a sannyasi without possessing anything, he feels purnatvam, which is purely internal. Kaupinavantaha kalu bhagyavantaha. He has nothing except his kaupinam, but bhagyavantaha. Whereas the one who has got lot of material riches and money wants even more. Through even unethical means, the desire becomes so much. He would like to earn in all kinds of clandestine means also, but with no purnatvam. So the fundamental principle of our scriptures, danam does not make us poorer at all, it makes us richer. Similarly, more possessions also, they don't make me richer, they make me poorer only. More possession I need means what? I am more empty. Normally I say there are two types of beggars. One beggar is a real beggar, he doesn't have anything. The another beggar is the guy who thinks who is a beggar. He has $1,000,000, he thinks he doesn't have $1,000,000,000 or $2,000,000. So he is poorer, that extent. So more possession means I need, I am more empty. Who can happily drop all possessions? Happily. So prajahadi yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Who can renounce everything? Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. The one who finds happiness within himself. Therefore, I can become a sthira prajnaha. Only when I am then only I can happily part with everything. Second chapter, we already saw all these things, those in the second chapter. So my mind should have that inner purnatvam. I may not part with, so that is a different thing.
but I must be ready. My mind should be ever prepared to part with anything. And if you are not mature enough to do, Yama Dharmaraja will teach us that maturity. What will happen? We will climb on, and at the time of death, you know, in Tamil there is a beautiful saying, Kadarinda Usiyam Varadu Kanum Kadaivalike. At the time of death, even a needle without its ears, even that won't come with us. Whatever we have earned throughout, everything we have to drop and go away only. We came alone, we'll go alone back. So in Danam, there is a material loss, but there is a spiritual gain. So Krishna here says, Yat Danam Diyate, that Danam which is given, Diyate means the one that is given, Anupakarine, to a person who may not help me in return, without expecting anything, without any expectation if I give. So if such a motive is there, then it is called Sakama Danam. I want to get something back from him. I will give today, tomorrow for my daughter's marriage, he will do this. So which will come under Rajasa Danam. In the next shloka we are going to see. So here it is, Anupakarine. So what do people, normally what do the people generally think? Even educating the children, they want to think whether it is a worthy investment for me or not. People think even all those things. Will the children take care of me during my old age? This is Kali Yuga Dharma it is. They say, be wise. Don't give, spend all the money on the children. Be wise and you may need it in your old age. Keep something with you. Swamiji says, it is not wise, but wise, it says. So a parent's responsibility to the children is unconditional love. So Anupakari means what? One who helps unconditionally. And if you don't understand the principle behind it, that is, by Danam alone, I become richer. If you don't understand that principle, and moksha is what? Na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena, tyagena ike. So if tyagena ike, amritatumanashyo. So if a person thinks that, if he understands it correctly, moksha is only through tyaga. Tyaga means Danam, sacrifice. We saw already in the 16th chapter, Danam is a rehearsal for tyaga. We already saw in the 16th chapter, Danam is rehearsal. So if I prepare by small charity, my heart will expand and the time will come when I can give up everything. So, and be established in the self, in the Atma. This is the principle behind Danam. But if the principle is not understood, what to do? At least take it as a commandment from the Lord. God says, give Danam. So it is Ishvara Vidhi Anusashanam. Think of it. The Lord had said, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam, obey my command. And one of the commandments of the Lord is what? We should give some charity regularly. That is a must. And we need not give in Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa Ashrama. But we must remember all these three ashramas are dependent on the Grahastha Ashrama only. But it is a Brahmachari, Vanaprasthi, or Sannyasi. All three of them, they depend on the Grahastha. So when a sannyasi is spending his entire time for the well-being of the world, someone has to protect him. That becomes the responsibility of a grahastha. Similarly, yes, brahmachari, he spends all the time to learn. He cannot yearn and learn, and so he should be supported. So the ashramas are all sustained by whom? By grahasthas. All public welfare institutions, they are all to be maintained by the grahastha only. So it is my duty because the Lord has commanded me. So Krishna says, Dhatavyam ought to be given. It's a nitya karma. Compulsorily it should be given. Dhatavyam. And once it is taken as a duty, as Lord's commandment, I cannot do it half-heartedly at all. We cannot throw money at him. We have to give. Shraddhayadeyam, ashraddhayadeyam, shriyadeyam, biyadeyam, samvidadeyam. So with that attitude, taking the receiver as Narayana Swarupam. So Danam also must be Ishvara Arpana Buddhaya. Should be given with that attitude as an Arpanam to the Lord. Deshe Kalecha Patrecha. Patra means what? A deserving person. As they say, feeding an already full person has no purpose. So, vrita vrishti samudreshu, vrita tripteshu bhojanam. Suppose it rain pours in the ocean. What is the benefit? Ocean is already overflowing. The ocean is full of water. It should pour in the catchment areas. Similarly, again and again, to giving food to a person who is already triptaha is useless. Similarly, danam is for a deserving person, patrecha. And whereas what do? Among rich people, when there is a transaction, if for example 100 rupees remains, they will ask, it's okay. When the auto rickshaw guy or a vegetable vendor, when he comes, we will bargain for half an hour for 1 rupee or 2 rupees. That's what we normally do. So from the rich man, you can take every penny he has. But from these poor people, you can afford to be generous. There is no need to bargain with them. The idea is what? It should be given to a deserving person, patram. And if you say, nowadays it is very difficult to find a sat patram, everybody is a cheat, I cannot find one, because there are so many people who are cheating. That is true also. So I don't want to give dhanam. That we need not give to unknown cases perhaps. But we can always set aside some amount for genuine organizations and people. If not money, I can give my time. I can give my effort. So shramadhan can give. There are organizations like orphanages where they don't get love. Those places, spend some time with them. They will be very happy because they are deserted by other children, rich children and all. So give dhanam of love, skill, energy, anything. And deshe kalecha. Desha means giving at a proper place. And kala is at a proper time. Suppose you meet someone in the bus. He does not have money. Pocket was picked or whatever it is. He should be given money at that place. Similarly, one sadhu is shivering in the Himalayas and needs a sweater. If you are there, you need to give him a sweater if you have. No use telling him that you will give in May when you go back to Chennai. No use. You have to give him at that time. It must be proper place, at the right place, right time. This is from the worldly angle. So from the angle of scriptures, spiritually, they prescribe certain places as sacred for dhanam and all that. So kshetre dhanam, in holy places, it is supposed to be good value if it is given in holy places, dhanam. In, for example, in temples, in the Ganga Tiram and the sacred places like Gaya and all those places. Dhanam is given in those places, supposed to be sacred. So desham can be taken as holy places also. Here, dhanam is as a religious dhanam given in holy places. It's not a social thing, it's a religious dhanam. So that is why beggars also know this. So in our culture, you know, it is known, even though it is not systematically taught, beggars know that such places are good for them to make their living. They will sit on all the footsteps. If you go to Ganges, all places, they will be all over the place. Similarly, kalam, scriptures prescribe certain auspicious times for dhanam. What are the good times to give dhanam? Like grahana punyakala, so sankranti punyakala, these are all times where dhanam, if it is given, it is supposed to give good benefits. So punyakale, punyadeshe, patre, dhanam should be given. And such a dhanam is called sattvikam smritam. It is held to be a sattvik dhanam. And here the nishkama is not pointed out, but we should supply sattvikam dhanam. So done nishkamataya, without expecting anything. Because the word dhatavyam is there. Dhatavya means it's a commandment, ought to be given. Because of that, we have to understand it as nishkama. And a doubt might come perhaps. If I give for deserving people, I give dhanam for deserving people without taking care of my own security and future needs, what will happen? I go on giving. I don't mind about my own security. Who will help me when I need? For which the Lord already said, Ananyas chintayantomam yejana paryupasate teshan nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. If I help some people and if they don't help me in my time of need, definitely the Lord says, he assures me something or other will come. I will take care of the needs of such people. That is why sannyasis are unique in India, which is the greatest wonder for the Westerners. The greatest wonder. They wonder, how can a person survive throughout his life without possessing anything of his own? It is possible in India because the psychology is like that in our dharma. Because if I help a person, he may not help me in return, but in some form or the other, the Lord will help me. But what is the guarantee? We say, if the Lord does not help, what I will, and the Lord says, if you surrender, I will help. He says, but we don't want, suppose, a crucial moment if the Lord does not come. For example, you know, there is a crucial moment. If the Lord does not come at that time, what will I do? We hold on to God with one hand, but we will have medical, life insurance, etc., and all the other things on the other side for our safety. At last, he dies in a train or something where no one is around and the body is unidentifiable in a morgue for 3 days, unclaimed by everyone. Now, these are all these things happen. So, why can't we have Shraddha in the Lord? Another point also is, Dhanam need not be done only by people with resources. Only they alone need to do only that. No, it's not the case. You know, there's a Mahabharata story. Dharmaputra's Yajna, he did a big Yajna. And the mongoose, it came, golden body. I don't know whether people know the story. There was this mongoose. And then there was this one Brahmana. He had, you know, the family and all children. So he had some very small, whatever amount of food he had to eat. And at that time, some guest or somebody came. First, the wife gave her portion. Husband gave his portion. Children gave their portion. There is nothing left. And the guest is still, you know, he is still hungry. So he goes away. And at that time, a mongoose comes and it looks for some food. And on the floor, there was some small amount of that flour or whatever it is was spilled. So this mongoose, it rolled on that. And what happened? A half portion of the body became gold. Then the mongoose thought, I should now try to get the other half of my body also to become gold. So it goes around all over the place to find out where that can be accomplished. And they said, Dharmaputra is doing a big yajna. So in that yajna, you know, the amount of the food prepared, number of people eating is all so much. So this mongoose thought, by going there, it can get its other half also turned gold. But even though it went there, nothing happened. That means what? In Dhanam, it is not the magnitude that is important, it is the proportion. How? With what attitude? If it's a sattvika dhanam, then it has the greatest spiritual experience and benefit. That is what called sattvikam dhanam. And we will see the rajasa dhanam and tamasa dhanam in the next webinar. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya yaparasa maheshwaraha. Sri Krishna, namaste, Narayana.